hi to the team over there for us. You guys be safe and strong, and always appreciate the time. And good to talk to you, Quinn.
You too.
And a big thank you to Taylor and our friends at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. As always, always good to see you guys and appreciate the time. We will encourage people to like your and subscribe to your YouTube page. Keep up to date on all the great work that the Wisconsin Rapids Community Media is doing. We'll have more Morning Magazine for you tomorrow right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by General Steel.
I'm Steve Kathan. A case that could reshape American elections is before the nation's highest court.
Even though these are federal elections, state lawmakers are the ones who decide on a lot of the details. But state courts can override them. Republicans in North Carolina don't want them to intervene, giving them final say. Attorney David Thompson.
The Elections Clause requires state legislatures specifically to perform the federal function of prescribing regulations for federal elections. States lack the authority to restrict the legislature's substantive discretion when performing this federal function.
If the justices agree, the decision could allow state legislatures to set the rules for these federal elections, even if they result in partisan gerrymandering and violate state constitutions. Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
The runoff election in Georgia went to the Senate incumbent, Democrat Raphael Warnock.
The work that we must do is difficult. The issues are not simple, they're complex. But here's my promise to you, I will walk with you even as I work for you.
He won a hard-fought victory over Republican Herschel Walker.
We've had a tough journey, have we not?
Yes.
But one of the things I want to tell all of you is you never stop dreaming.
Democrats will now have a 51-49 edge in the Senate. Up for consideration in Congress, a defense bill that would undo some pandemic policy.
The text of the Pentagon policy bill includes a provision repealing the military's vaccine mandate. Since the defense authorization bill is seen as a bipartisan compromise that must pass by the end of the year, the administration's hand appears forced. While National Security Council spokesman John Kirby calls the move a mistake.
We do take some comfort in knowing that more than 97% across DOD have been vaccinated.
Republicans argued the mandate led to thousands of discharges and damaged recruiting efforts. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
Well, China's decided to ease off some of its strict COVID-19 measures, which have been the subject of protests. Asia correspondent Elizabeth Palmer says some testing requirements are being dropped and isolation rules eased.
The risk now is with so many under-vaccinated elderly people, China is facing a huge surge in COVID deaths.
After a big season in the big leagues... Free agent slugger Aaron Judge, with 62 home runs in the American League, is staying in the Bronx, agreeing to a 9-year, $360 million contract with the Yankees. Checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 141 points. The NASDAQ is up 2. The S&P is up 14. This is CBS News.
If you're a business owner renting or leasing, you can save a ton of money and own a custom-designed building made by General Steel. Just call 888-74-STEEL and get a quote today.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let the tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, they'll fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Doorman here. It has been brought to my attention, nobody knows we at DoorWorks also provide and professionally install storm doors. We offer Provia storm doors because they provide 16 different colors, smooth functionality, and durability. Some models have beveled glass and brass accents. Some provide additional light, ventilation, and protection from the elements, along with safety features like heavy-duty stainless steel screening. So call DoorWorks anytime, 424-5777, and tell them Doorman sent ya.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Here's a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Thursday, December 8th. In Wood County, the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin Finance Committee will meet at 8:45 at the ADRC CW in Wausau, followed by the board meeting at 9:30. The Central Wisconsin Workforce Development Board will meet at 10 a.m. at North Central Technical College in Wausau. The Cranberry Creek Landfill Expansion Local Committee Negotiating Committee will hold their meeting at 7:30 a.m. at the Siegel Town Hall. The Wisconsin Rapids Public Works Committee will meet at 5 p.m. in the Council Chambers at City Hall. In Portage County, the Park Commission will meet at 5 p.m., the Human Resources Committee will meet at 5 p.m., and the Agriculture and Extension Education Committee will meet at 7 p.m. In Adams County, the Highway Committee will meet from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m., and the Fire District will meet from 6 to 7 p.m. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
We might have some time to play a little game with him that we came up with.
Hey, Greg, you want a free beer? I'll take that.
I will take that.
Roastmaster General, if you will.
I like that nickname better than Tall Potatoes.
Too bad.
I agree. Too bad.
Yeah, too bad, TP.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day. Woo-hoo!
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin! Hello, Wausau, Wisconsin Rapids, Oshkosh, Amory, Richland Center. Of course, our home base of Waukesha and Madison tonight. Hello, everyone that's streaming on the app or on TuneIn or Alexa. Hello, the podcast listeners.
Standing
hello,
outside Jean the Mettner. Window.
Hello, Greg Bob.
It's me.
So many people to say good morning to. How's everyone doing?
Good. It was a little foggy this morning.
It still is.
Still a little foggy.
It's gray.
It's a gray winter day.
Yeah.
Although I didn't have to wear a coat today.
Neither did I.
It's going to be 50 degrees like next weekend.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's going to be 49.
Oh, I'm going to do yard work.
yard work do you still have to do?
I still have some leaves that need to be picked up.
You know, we did a story about that you should be mulching those and that it's good for your lawn as long as you chop them up.
Yep. Okay, great. how you doing, tall potatoes?
I am getting by.
Getting by.
It is Tuesday. December 7th.
Wednesday.
It's Wednesday, December 7th.
Why is it? It's because it's hump day.
It's hump day. It's hump day, Greg Bach day. And we have, as always, a great show. We're going to spend the first half of the show doing different headlines that we find interesting and it's kicking them around. And then at 12:30, we're going to talk to Brenda Saracone, who is the director of training and one of the founders of Journey Together Service Dogs.
I'm really excited.
Excited for that.
Probably going to cry.
So this is a program that we only learned about last week when we talked to Jen Dunn, who is the director of the District Attorney of Waukesha's Witness Victims Assistance Program, and their star, Pepper, which is the dog who works for the program.
Most popular employee at the DA's office.
Exactly. And is a service dog for victims who are struggling with PTSD. And she told us about the program where they got Pepper from was this Journey Together service dog training program that goes, and part of the training program goes through the Oshkosh Correctional Facility, and inmates can volunteer to work as dog trainers. And so we're going to talk to Brenda about that program and kind of the origin of that and why she chose to do this with the Oshkosh Correctional Facility. So I think that's going to be a really interesting conversation. And then at 1, we're welcoming back Milwaukee's Public Museum Planetarium Director Bob Bondur.
Ooh.
Because tonight, Last month we had the blood moon.
Did
you wake up for the blood moon, Greg?
No.
Do you know what it was, though? With the red?
Yeah,
the reddish?
Yeah.
The morning of the election.
Yeah, I think I slept through it.
I think I also slept through it. But tonight, the moon is going to eclipse Mars, which doesn't happen very often. So hopefully the fog clears up so people can actually see it. And then at the end of the Today Show, we're going to talk to...
You can't call it the Today Show. That's copyrighted.
Oh, gosh. Today's show?
There you go. Thank I don't you. Want to get sued by Al Roker.
The founder of Door County Candle is sending candles to Ukraine because they need light right now.
Oh,
so
nice.
She's going to join us to tell us a little bit more about how that program's
that's
going.
That's very kind of them. It's not nice that it needs to happen. But yes, okay.
Yes, yes.
All right.
All right, but to kick it off, a story that broke yesterday, and it's kind of been kicking around, and it's personal to me because of, while I am now a radio host.
Yes, you are.
I am also, despite not getting as much of my attention and energy as it should, a content creator, because how As Goes Wisconsin started was by making short videos on a little app called TikTok.
Never heard of it.
And you might have heard nationally there are some concerns over this being a national security threat. And in Wisconsin, yesterday... our Republican leaders sent a 3-page letter to Governor Tony Evers asking him to both delete his TikTok and eliminate any state device to have TikTok on it.
Yeah.
And I just really want TikTok not to be a national security problem because I would like to keep using it. Because there's nothing in this world right now of social media. For those of us who do partake in social media, Twitter feels like a mess. Zuckerberg's a bad person.
Yeah.
Facebook's hard to even maneuver anymore.
Yeah.
I still use Instagram a lot, but Instagram Reels doesn't feel as fun and organic as TikTok has felt. And I really don't want TikTok to go away, but I really... know that it has to if it is a national security threat.
But, I mean, first of all, can we also use that term Republican leaders very loosely?
Sure.
I mean, they're people who are Republicans who are in positions of power in Madison. How about that? It's more of a...
They're not in Madison, though. This is Gallagher.
Oh, gotcha.
Brothman. Brian Stile. It's all the congressmen. And which makes a little bit more sense only because, you know, Gallagher wrote a... op-ed Washington Post about this, along with Marco Rubio, because of the different committees that they sit on. And, you know, you could probably, I think when I first saw that, I was like, oh, well, of course they do. Because the truth is, it's TikTok, similar to Twitter, it's how a lot of young people organize. I mean, it's one thing to be making fun cat videos or dancing videos or whatever, but there's a lot of people distributing information that can be seen because of the way the algorithm works on TikTok. I was just saying this to you, you know, at any given point, we don't really know how, with the radio show, how many people are also listening? Because we don't, you know, on airwaves on this many different stations, and it's hard to get to gather versus the immediate dopamine kick for me when I've done videos on TikTok to see how many people have seen it. Like, it is cool to see that kind of reward for you put work into something and see how many people it gets shared with and all these different analytics you can see from it. And there's nothing else that I really feel like has replaced that. And so what I was going to say is about the way that young people have used TikTok to organize. I think with Marco Rubio and Mark Gallagher, when I first saw that they wrote this op-ed, I was like, it's easy to strum it up to partisanship. And young people in this last election voted, even though only 27% of 18 to 29-year-olds voted, it still was enough to make a dent in the election and make a difference. And so, of course, you know, it's easy to be like, oh, well, maybe they don't want us to use TikTok because it's a way that people are organizing and blah, blah, blah. But in reality, then the head of the FBI also testified in front of Congress saying it could be.
It could be.
I think that's the thing. It could be. There is no proof as of right now that China is using TikTok to spy on us.
Okay. So to all of that, I say a couple of things. One, If they're so bent out of shape about TikTok, where were they a couple of years ago with Facebook? Why aren't they trying to get Facebook?
Well, so Facebook is a U.S.-owned company.
I understand
and that's
that.
What this comes down
but
to.
But why aren't we, if there was talk about collusion, if there was talk about Russians hacking into the system to try to influence our election, why aren't we saying, get rid of Facebook then? I don't care if it's an American company. If they're trying to supersede the forms of government and democracy, why aren't they getting all up in their britches about it?
Well, they did. I mean, Zuckerberg had to testify. He did,
but at no point are these quote-unquote leaders writing letters saying we need to get rid of Facebook either. They're going after TikTok now. And the response from the Evers camp regarding it to me shows just how easily led they are about it. Like the FBI said, it could be. All right, it could be. That's fine. Let's take precautions. Let's keep vigilant. Let's make sure it's good. The person in charge of TikTok in the United States says we do not share that information with the Chinese government. We never have and we never will. So it is overreaction, as usual, from the Republicans, making it the story of the moment because it's an easy to digest story to fearmonger people. Whereas the Evers campaign's like, well, if you knew anything, one, you would have not put this out in a press release or to be leaked and to be a story. You would have just called us. Also, they said like, yeah, he doesn't have his own TikTok. Like he doesn't have his own TikTok account. So if you knew anything, you'd know that he doesn't. The campaign has one. It's
had one.
And so to me, this is just classic Republican trying to blow up not a non-story, something to be concerned about, as I said, but not something that is, oh my God, we are in trouble right now. Because that little group of guys there, they don't care. They don't care. Ask Glenn Grothman what he thinks about women. He doesn't care. And Scott Fitzgerald, he was handed his seat. Oh my God, I'm getting so angry right now.
You're really fired up about this.
I'm looking at this group of five men right now, and I'm just like, every single one of you have, as one point had to said, I'm just trying to be a nice guy here. They've all said that.
Have you ever said that?
You know, it's interesting you say that. In the age of the quote unquote nice guy, I know that I thought, like, I never got, because it was pre-internet for me. Like, I was raised to be a nice guy, and I always thought being a nice guy would be rewarded with love. Didn't happen a lot. I didn't get on the internet and, like, blame women. I got sad, and I got like, why don't they like me? I'm nice to them. Well, at some point, someone had to put their hand on my shoulder and be like, hey, you're just not their type. It's okay. Someday you'll find someone. It's cool. But I never got where it's at now, where men will message women out of the blue, be like, hey, I want to take you out. They're like, no, thank you. And then they say something really horrible. I never would ever hit that point.
Okay.
I was a sad guy. I wasn't a nice guy. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Welcome to the show. That took a turn as far as the nice guy versus kind guy versus good person.
Yeah.
But I do want to stick around. I want to bring us back.
Yeah.
And stay on the TikTok train. And if you have thoughts on this, if you are attached to this app in the way that I am, or if you're like, good riddance, we should get rid of it because social media is killing our brains. That's a totally fair take to have as well. 844-967-2789. That is 844-96.
Party.
We would love hearing from you. And so we will continue talking about the Clock app and its pending dangers with the Communist Party of China when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Stick with us.
Anybody? Mike. Huh? What day is it, Mike? Huh? Woo-hoo! Mike. Huh? What day is it, Mike? Huh? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Hump day!
It's hump day.
Hump day!
Uh-oh.
Mike. What day is it, Mike? Uh-oh. Mike. What day is it, Mike?
It's hump day.
Hump day!
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me. When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
After I came home from Iraq, I could still hear the booms. Makes it hard to be a good mom.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
I'm Naomi Mathis, Air Force veteran.
DAV helps veterans get the benefits they've earned.
Thanks to DAV, I was able to begin to heal.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
My victory is being able to be here for my children.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, that's a surefire hit. Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple yet so, so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio WFHR.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Your fix for progressive talk, from Butler to Windlake, always streaming at waukradio.com.
To As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We are in the 11 o'clock hour on Wednesday, December 7th.
Were you a Backstreet Boy person or an NSYNC person?
Neither.
Oh, I'm leaving. Goodbye. Learn to make a choice, lady.
I think I'm a bigger fan of all of that music now because of the nostalgia of it.
Yeah.
I was the kid who, as Jane unlocked this memory for me last week, in asking who like my most influential music artist was.
Yeah.
Because it was after
Christine McVie.
Yes.
Died.
So we were talking about that.
Yeah.
And can you guess if you had to imagine what I was like in high school? And
Stephen Sondheim.
I mean, that's a good guess. We're being honest, it is, and it's not untrue. In the Woods is by far one of my favorite musicals of all time.
But if we're talking like mainstream artists,
wasn't a mainstream artist.
Oh my God, Chuck Mangione.
I don't even know what that is.
Jane, get me out of here.
Well, I'll pull some of that for her later.
Okay, cool.
Ani DiFranco.
Oh my God.
Doesn't that fit though?
No, honestly,
Greg?
I don't know why. I think I said that. I did the oh my God, to that was a joke. That was because here's the thing: is one of my most influential growing up, my like late teens, 20s, and I've seen this person four times in concert. Tori Amos.
Really?
I love Tori Amos.
Yeah. See, it's like that Lilith. Yeah. I don't know if Ani DiFranco ever performed at Lilith Fair.
I think she did.
But there was that dominant like 90s. Indie woman artist phase.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think Ani DiFranco is still performing. I don't know how
Absolutely,
much new
she
music,
is.
But that like Both Hands and 32 Flavors and that whole.
Dude, I mean, like, you put on Little Earthquakes or Under the Pink and I'm a happy person.
Yeah. And so, but I hadn't thought about her in so long. And then it just popped up. It's like, oh yeah, I listened to a lot of Ani DiFranco.
I fell into a rabbit hole of Fiona Apple music videos on YouTube. Criminal is the sexiest music video that's ever been created.
I agree.
And oh my gosh. Yeah. I just remember like when she first came out, you're like, who is this little sprite of knowledge? Oh my God. It's Fiona Apple. Also, I've seen her twice in concert.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
All right. Well, coming back, Yeah. I feel like today is going to be a lot of reining in.
Heck yeah.
This might as well be dueling tangents with Luke and Brian, because I feel like we're going to be talking about a lot of different things.
Fine.
Which is fine. We're going to have fun
Wednesday.
So we're talking about the clock app, a.k.a. TikTok, and the difference between this app and if it is actually a national security threat, because unlike the other dominant social media companies, the parent company is owned by China.
Yeah.
And while there is, as far as any testimony in front of Congress, that testimony has said there is no sharing of data, but the threat being, or the potential threat being, that it could.
Yes.
And so the news of this week, at least as it relates to Wisconsin, is our Republican congressman sent a 3-page letter that could have been a phone call requesting that Tony Evers take the same lead as Kristi Noem did, governor of which Dakota?
South Dakota.
South Dakota.
And I have many opinions on her.
I'm sure you do. But she made an executive order that did ban TikTok on any state device.
Yeah.
And I don't... And I guess I don't think that that's the, if it's a state device, it's one thing if it bans it for like us as consumers.
Yeah.
But I think on state devices, I have more understanding of until there is, because the company could be sold. I mean, that's basically what Trump tried to do back in 2020 is force the sale of the company, which then could ruin the app because bad leadership, bad foresight. Like,
and look how that went too. What a great president he was. Man, I miss
But you
him.
Made an interesting point. It's like, what should, what are the difference between, because all these apps take so much of our data.
Yeah. I mean,
and could be used in subversive ways.
Mm-hmm. Not to mention just like, I didn't want to say too much about it off the air, but the amount of times I see elected officials on their phones tweeting during speeches, that is totally disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
You're not listening to the speech. Because you get the speech ahead of time. You can read the speech and you can make your points. You're not listening. I don't think maybe just no social media apps at all on elected officials. And if say like, you know, you've got a PR person, you've got a comms person, they have to have it. They are given special dispensation. I don't know. But like, if we're going to ban one, then ban them all then, because they all can take data. I mean, if it's one thing we've seen now with the takeover of Twitter by Elon,
Musk.
I like that. Elon Musk. Is that he has little concern of how safe it really is.
Mm-hmm.
Both for the user and probably for the... He wants it to be as untethered as possible. So who knows where Twitter will end up going now that Musky is running it.
Musky. Janie, do you have a point?
I just think that when they go into chambers, I think they should have to turn in their phones like kids do when they go to class,
or when you have to go see Dave Chappelle in concert.
Yeah, I just think I think they should. You know, their aide can keep it and keep track of it. But I agree with Greg when to see them sitting there when someone else is giving floor comments and they're scrolling. You think they're Twittering. I think they're shopping. Yeah. And
it probably depends on who it is.
Yeah. Sometimes they're looking
Glenn
at
Rothman's
the...
Glenn Rothman's definitely shopping.
Yeah. No, he strikes me as a guy go, how do I Amazon?
He strikes me as someone who is trying to search for something and then accidentally tweets. Yeah. Tweets his own name.
Glenn Grothman just tweeted Emma.
All right. Well, I think we will probably move on from this story and... get to some of the other headlines when we come back.
To sum it all up, these five people are all tool bags. Moving on.
All right. When we come back, we finally know what the Senate looks like. Raphael Warnock wins Georgia. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Stay with us.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Lofi's Holiday Sweepstakes is back. The Bakers of Country Hearts would like to put a little more jingle in your holiday this season by giving you a chance to win one of two $500 prizes or the grand prize of $1,000. Winners will each receive a check that can be used for travel, gifts, or just celebrating with family and friends, whatever makes their holiday more jolly. For complete rules and to enter for your chance to win, visit countryhearthbreads.com/sweeps.
You wanted information as election results rolled in and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage. And I listened to you guys and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you. Your local Civic Media radio stations and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. When you connect with an expert, getting coverage is easy and our help is free. We find the best deals, whether it's from healthcare.gov or state coverage like BadgerCare. And you can reach us in person, phone, text, or online. Honestly, it's like chatting with a friend who knows everything about health insurance. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to wiscovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
As you go about your daily life, look closer. As you gather with family and friends, look closer. Right in your community, there are youth who don't have the home, warmth, and healing you have. So, look closer. Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Tonight, 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed. And tomorrow, they will wake up surrounded by love. Every youth who walks into Covenant House gets clean clothes, hot meals, medical care, and a safe place to sleep 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in sites across America to help them fulfill the great promise of their lives. So, look closer at Covenant House and help us fight youth homelessness. To help or get help, go to covenanthouse.org.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The Clark County Forestry and Parks Department has announced that beginning on Wednesday, December 15th, all snowmobile and ATV trails located within Clark County public lands will remain closed until favorable winter riding conditions have been reached. They will monitor temperatures and conditions and update the public as conditions change. Reminder that UTVs are not allowed on Clark County Public Lands Trail System from November 1st through May 14th. Feeding our communities with United Services, Focus Neighborhood Meals has moved to their new location at 2321 West Grand Avenue, and all three services are now located under the same roof. The Focus Food Pantry and Focus Family Backpacks moved earlier this year. The meal program, formerly known as the Neighborhood Table, will serve their first two Thursday meals of December as to-goes, and beginning December 15th, meals will be served in-house. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with a high of 32. North winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 15. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow, highs level off around 36. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 31.
That's what you can find at asgoeswisconsin.com or wherever you find podcasts. And you can always join the conversation at 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. You know, I don't do that when you're not here. I don't hand it over to Jane to say party. It's not the same.
It's not the same, Greg.
Stop it. I'm spoken for, okay?
Well, this is not necessarily Wisconsin news.
But it's important news.
And as of last night, it looked like by the time, as of right now, it's I think 99% of the vote has been counted. But Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock
is incumbent,
is projected to have won the re-election in the runoff in Georgia against Herschel Walker, vampire werewolf slayer.
I have a feeling that if he saw vampires and or werewolves, he'd be like, that's weird, and runs away.
So now it is a 51-seat majority in the Senate. And that is a good thing.
It's a good thing. One thing I just want to say that I think is very important, that Raphael Warnock won re-election by almost 3 points. That's a good thing. Mm-hmm. In Georgia, on a runoff, on its not a full term. I mean, like, to me, with everything the Republicans were doing to him, trying to, and statewide and federal, to shorten voting time, to limit access, the fact that people came out, I mean, by the time that in-person voting was happening the day of yesterday, 2 million people already cast ballots.
I know.
And he
we were talking about yesterday, a little bit of like how turnout was insane.
Yep.
You'd think that the exhaustion of another month added on to the election cycle in Georgia, because I'm sure Georgia feels like how it felt like in Wisconsin with the political ads. And because it became this, because of the extra month, it was the most expensive midterm election. $400 million was spent in total by both candidates in Georgia.
I mean, that's just...
But 3.5 million people voted again in the runoff.
Yeah. It was wonderful. And it's... Three points. That's in Georgia for this election. That's a deciding vote. That's not one of the things they were talking about on MSNBC last night, is that in 6 years' time, when Raphael Warnock has to win again, this lead he got, unless something goes horrible, if he spends the next 6 years being a great legislator, doing his job, doing all the things he needs to do, when he goes to run for re-election in 2028, good God, in 2028. There's no guarantee he'll win, but it's most likely he will win with a comfortable margin, because 3 points in a runoff is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, it was just wonderful to watch, and I'm so happy. And I'm terrified that Joe Manchin's going to wake up on Monday and go, well, you know what? I decided I'm a Republican now. I'm just going to switch parties. Cause I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. And Kyrsten Sinema, that's the question
people. When is she up for re-election? In 24?
I think 24.
It'll be interesting to see what happens there, if the people of Arizona like her.
Well, they've been running stories now about the effectiveness and the power of Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin. And though the Republicans don't have to kowtow to them as much as they would have to anymore, they still have to get their votes for bigger ticket items. That doesn't mean that he can't still be a pain in their butts, and Kyrsten Sinema the same. I mean, I'm not kidding you. I'm not even joking. I'm really nervous that Joe Manchin's going to switch parties. If he does, that's bad.
I mean, does he have to switch parties, or could he just vote the way that he wants? I mean, because technically Bernie Sanders isn't a Democrat,
but
he just votes the way that he wants to vote.
But if Joe Manchin votes the way he wants to vote, it's still, I mean, I think that it's more of a signal like Senator John Kennedy, he switched parties in 2007. That's a big deal. Like, to just switch parties all of a sudden. So, I mean, would it be the end of the world? No, but it would definitely be a knife.
Yeah. So. I think one of my biggest takeaways, I feel like I missed the window of, when I was on vacation, the window of like analysis of what happened in the election, and people were kind of like, all right, let's start talking about other things. But in my own summary of what I feel like across the country happened, is in general, voters are not as simplistic as elections treat them.
Mm-mm.
And like so many split ticket voters across in this state, in other states, and as far as people being more complex in the ways that they want to vote. And I think the idea that you could put up someone as bad of a candidate. And I hate the fact that people are comparing Herschel Walker to Fetterman, because Fetterman has an entire history of public service, and he happened to have a stroke right before he was running, versus Herschel Walker, whose only accomplishment is that he was a very good football player. Like, these are not the same people. And this is a quote from Bryce Berry, who's the president of Georgia's Young Democrats chapter. And he said, "Republicans seem to have thought they could put up Herschel Walker and confuse black folks. We are not confused."
Yeah.
And I think that is obviously just in that case. But I think in general, this idea that you can run bad candidates, and I mean, he got damn close, right? Like, this is, I mean, it is as bad of a candidate as he was. This fact that it went to a runoff, the fact that it was still 49% of people who voted for him. But I think my takeaway is, like, treating groups of people as monoliths and what you think that they're going to appeal to instead of running good candidates is the takeaway. I don't know.
That speaks to the laziness and the racism and just plain bigotry within the Republican Party. Now, everyone listening who's like, "What, the liberals?" And we can talk about them later, but I want to talk about the Republicans right now. So this is the third election in a row they've lost something big. And every time they do, they say the same thing. "We need to go back and look at ourselves. We need to go back and start from the beginning. We need to start over. We need to lay a new ground." They say it every time, and they don't ever do it. Every single time, they get worse and worse, and they say, "I don't know. What do you mean? You ran a man with CTE to be a senator, and he lost, thank God. But what did you expect to happen?"
Well, I think that's what's so funny, because I saw this last night. Tomi Lahren, you know, blonde, hot, pundit, conservative pundit.
She's blonde and she's a conservative.
She tweeted, "We've got to get better. There's no reason we should be losing, and there's no reason these races should be this tight. We are running against radicals and communists. We are losing winnable races. Back to the drawing board, GOP." Which is true. It is. I mean, not the radicals and communist part, but it's like, then go do it. Like, look at the results that you're getting, and maybe your radicals aren't serving you as well as you thought they would.
They're not rad enough. But the thing is, like, that tweet speaks to, there's a subtext within there that she's saying Georgia should be ours. Georgia doesn't belong to you. Mm. Georgia belongs to the people. And the people have now spoken over and over again that they want qualified leaders in office. And say what you will about Brian Kemp. He's a Republican. He has tried to limit voting, and that's a terrible thing. But he also didn't kowtow to Donald Trump. So the people of Georgia said, "We want qualified people that we can identify with leading in our state." Her tweet speaks volumes to the racism inside the Republican Party, saying that, "Well, that's Georgia. That's the South. That's white people. Those are our people. They should be. And everyone else can just come along because we make the rules." No, you don't get to make the rules. You screwed up over and over and over again, and you keep on saying the same thing over and over and over. "I don't know what happened. You ran crappy candidates. Get better ones." Also, Democrats, are you listening? Get better candidates as well.
Well, I think that goes to also the fact that, like, we think about, has there been any news of a Democratic candidate for Alberta Darling's seat?
Not yet.
I mean,
you know, and so but also it goes back to, like, who wants to run?
Yeah, I mean,
I don't want to run.
They'll probably do the same thing that they did in the first, in Racine, in the first district, which was when I lived there and I worked closely with the Democratic Party of Racine County. It was the same thing every time for every 2 years. We would just run a nothing candidate who wouldn't knock doors, who wouldn't make calls, who wouldn't fundraise, but we needed someone on the ballot, and they would always get 35% of the vote, because we always knew that 35% of the vote doesn't want Paul Ryan. And then what happens when they get a somewhat viable candidate in Randy Bryce? Because it was run poorly, and he wasn't the best candidate. Sorry out there, Democrats who are listening. He wasn't a great candidate. We need better candidates. Republicans need better candidates. So it's very, very, I mean, I feel like both parties have a lot of soul searching to do, especially coming up. I mean, it seems like Joe Biden is going to run. Because there's not a single Democrat out there who said they're going to run.
Mm-hmm. Well, who would want to challenge? I mean, if he is going to run.
Yeah.
I mean, the names, it's interesting because Raphael Warnock's name has been thrown out because as far as you think about people who are winning, the leaders who are winning in swing states, because Gretchen Whitmer's been thrown, her name was thrown out there because she won as handedly as DeSantis did in Florida. Yeah. And so as far as someone who is winning in a, you know, a swing state.
Yeah.
And I think don't sleep on her, but again, if Joe Biden, because it's interesting talking to people who are actual, you know, the power of incumbency, no matter how old the candidate is that strategy-wise, there's an argument to be made that with Joe Biden, despite how old he is, the pure power of being the incumbent is puts him a leg up than any other candidate.
Yeah. And I think the general belief of most Democrats now are like, we voted for Biden because we had no choice. It was no, I mean, we're not voting for Trump, but we're not voting independent. The first like year and 8 months were pretty rocky. And then he came out with all this legislation before the midterms and he seemed to be running. And then really that the midterms were a statement on Joe Biden as a president and how he influenced the voters of the United States to vote the way they did. But, you know, this idea that, like, he's going to, I mean, he's going to be, if he wins and he gets the next 4 years after that, I mean, the next 6 years, let's talk about that. He'll be in his late 80s. And I do think that is too old to be president of the biggest superpower on earth.
And maybe, I think it's too old to do, really, Chuck Grassley.
Yeah.
Like, there's just Dianne Feinstein. Yeah. Like, it's just the octogenarians. It's retire. Yeah. Go sit on a beach.
You're all millionaires.
You've earned it.
You're all millionaires. You all have real estate power. You can write your books, go on the TVs. You can do all your things. You can still be like, yeah, it has to be an addiction.
Of course it is.
It has to be an addiction. You know, I mean, it brings up the question, like, you know, like personally, I feel like Congress members should be 4 years with a term limit of like 3 or 4. Senators should get 6 years, 3 terms, then you're done. You shouldn't be able to serve 50 years in the Senate.
I agree.
Just no, I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're Ted Kennedy. I don't care if you're Chuck Grassley. After you get 20 years or less, between 16 and 20, well, what's it, 4, 8, 12. You get 12 to 16 years, then you're out. Goodbye.
You know, the one thing I am hearing from some Republicans this morning, though, is, gee, maybe we made a mistake by telling people not to vote early.
Well, that's the other thing, too. They've demonized voting.
They've demonized making voting more accessible and easier, which affects everyone equally.
I wonder how many of these early voting laws that were passed after 2020 are going to get repealed or tooled to a new language. But yeah, I mean, it's just let them vote and people are going to vote. It's just so frustrating. I'm honestly tired of listening to Republicans do that whole, like, I don't know what happened. We got to do soul searching. We got to look at our part. No. Yeah. You've needed to for a while. You've needed to for a while.
And on that note, we're going to take another break. Stick with
There's
us.
There's no break from the rage.
There's no break from the rage. What do you think? 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We will be right back.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Hello, music lovers. Tim the Polka Guy here to let you know the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show is moving to a new time slot, 12 noon every Saturday. So join me for the best in old-time music every Saturday at 12 noon right here on the new WFHR 97.5 FM and AM 1320.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin, WAUK 540 AM, always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. It is Greg Bach Hump Day Wednesday. So Greg Bach is here. You looked like you were about to say something.
I just feel like all the music Jane's been playing so far is just, I feel like I'm walking down the main thoroughfare of State Fair. Like, it's just been like, yeah. George,
playing
like
the hits.
Yeah, playing those hits, baby. I want to get myself a corn on the cob and a stick, dumped in chocolate.
Doing some rock and roll.
Love that rock and roll music.
What was that? A corn on the cob on a stick dipped in chocolate?
Yep.
Would you eat that?
Yep.
Corn dipped in chocolate. I don't know if I'm sold on that.
Corn, take it a step further. Corn salted with a fine sea salt, then dipped in chocolate. Arr, crunch, crunch, crunch.
I mean, in theory, that feels like it is something that should work because if you think of like chocolate covered popcorn, it's like the mushiness though. I think there needs to, I'm not sold.
Chocolate's mushy.
I know, but there's too much mushy because cooked, like corn on the cob.
It should be crunchy.
Yeah, so that's why I don't think it would work.
Popcorn's mushy. I feel like I've won.
Fine. Speaking of winning, good segue. Good setup for this segue. Speaking of someone who I think was expecting to win, but now has a challenger, Kevin McCarthy, who is the current House Minority Leader.
And no relation to Jenny.
Jenny McCarthy.
There it is. Wow.
I haven't thought of her in a while. I think it's been talked about since the narrow win of Republicans taking over the House or taking back the House. I think that the assumption for a while has been Kevin McCarthy would become Speaker, but because it's such a narrow majority that they have, he needs everyone to get on board. And already, Representative Matt Gaetz in Florida, Bob Good in Virginia, Ralph Norman in South Carolina, Matt Rosendale in Montana have all said they will vote for an alternative candidate. And now there is an alternative candidate, Andy Biggs. I know nothing about him, but he has announced that he is running against Kevin McCarthy for Speaker of the House. And
he's another Gates.
Is he? Yeah. He's like Gates. Okay.
He's in that group. He'll fit
is
right.
His forehead as tall?
Not well.
Is
no
his
one
hair is tall?
No one has a forehead as big as Matt Gaetz, but Andy will fit right in with that group. And can I just say, considering that Kevin McCarthy sold all of his ethics and any shred of integrity that he had trying to become Speaker, this just fills me with delight.
I mean, I agree. There's nothing I love better than watching Republicans tear each other apart from the inside.
Yeah, and well, it's also because, especially in comparison to how seamlessly Hakeem Jeffries was almost unanimously like lined up behind after Nancy Pelosi said, I will no longer, I'm stepping down from leadership positions. And I think that's a testament to whether you like her or not.
Yeah.
You know, I know that we have conservatives and Republicans who listen to this show, so I understand people's frustration with her. I have frustrations with her of how rich she has gotten as far as and actively not wanting to support bills that would keep people in Congress from voting on bills.
Insider trading. Still,
yes, exactly. Like making laws that it can affect the market and then subsequently doing very well in the stock market. And so she is not without deserving criticism. But she did a very good job of keeping, like, getting people in line. And I think the legacy of that shows in how everyone got behind Hakeem Jeffries. I actually was listening to something the other day as far as someone pointing out the fact that Democrats, I think they're constantly pointing to the squad. But really, in reality, the squad, I mean, they get a lot of press.
Yeah.
But I don't really think they have that much power.
I mean,
like, I don't think that they're pulling people to the left so much as they get in line more with what the party's doing than they're
just younger, diverse voices.
Yeah. And they're outspoken for sure. And they're good at social media and other things. But I, you know, the scapegoat, or like the pointedness of them being in all these political ads as the radical communists, as Tomi Lahren said, I don't really think that it seems like they end up having that much sway.
No, they just,
and they get in line more often than not.
Yeah, I think they look. I mean, I don't know how to say it. That you like what you're saying. The social media presence is really great. They're all like younger people, very willing to speak their truth to power, whether it's within their party or outside the party. I think that's very important. But at the end of the day, they know how they need to work within the constructs of their job, and that's going to, I mean, that's going to lead them to higher places of leadership down the road if they so want that. But
so what happens though? Like if McCarthy can't get 218 votes.
Mm-hmm.
What happens?
Greco-Roman wrestling. Throw him into a ring. Oil him up. Let him have at it. See what happens there. Just. Yes, Jane. Yes,
no,
Jane.
That's televise it. Our country has gone through enough trauma. Yeah. I couldn't. No.
Just put him in sumo wrestling diapers and make him crease him up.
Throw Lindsey Graham in there. I saw him doing push-ups the other day, and I was quite impressed.
Wait, really?
Yeah, he was doing push-ups on TV. What,
like one of the Sunday shows?
I don't think it was a Sunday show. I think he was doing with Herschel Walker. He was like campaigning with Herschel Walker, and then all of a sudden I just saw him get down and doing a fair amount of push-ups. I was rather impressed because I
can't do that many push-ups. I would do like How many push-ups can you do?
I could probably do three.
All right.
I'll do three today.
We'll do it at the commercial break. I'll film you doing your three push-ups. Maybe that'll be a TikTok that will go viral.
There you go. Sell that to the Chinese.
As long as we still have it.
But like, I think that, you know, I don't know what will happen. I'm sure they'll have to probably like start over. It'll probably just be a start over, and then they have to whip up their votes again and go from the beginning. But this is hugely telling about the Republican Party once again. Especially like, and the thing is, like, people, I have friends who are like, oh, I love seeing Matt Gaetz out there. No, I don't love seeing Matt Gaetz do anything, but I want to see him go to jail. But the, like, it's just fun to watch them do this to each other when 6 months ago they were all buddy buddies. And at the end of the day, they kind of all stand for the same thing. I mean, Kevin McCarthy, whether he stood for it at the beginning or not, he went to Mar-a-Lago, kissed the ring, took pictures, defended Trump. That's what Matt Gaetz does too. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not much different.
Yeah.
It's like watching brothers fight and completely uninteresting too.
Did we just become best friends?
Yes. You know, yup.
Oh, all right. Well, we got to take a break for the top of the hour news. When we come back, should you be able to film your neighbors?
I feel like this question is a trap.
We'll find out. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
knock and they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So talk, they hear
you. You can do it. WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM. News Talk.